Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer through the prolific apostolic and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Sphere of Life Church Global. It is his vision to raise God's end time on.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talent.
So, brace up for an experience.
We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands where you stand and bless his holy name. It deserves all praise. It deserves all honor. It deserves all adoration. Give him praise. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Bless him because his plan for our lives. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Can we just ask for the spirit of wisdom tonight? Let's ask for the spirit of wisdom that God himself will speak to us in a way that no one else can. In a way that only him can. Thank you for that. Now be intentional with your prayer. Don't just make it casual. That you will speak to us, Lord. In a way that only you can. In a way that only you can. You will heal hearts, heal marriages. You will help our journeys. Strength will be administered. That the bones that is broken may rejoice again. That your sons and daughters will be set in the right path as touching marital settlement. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Good evening, church. Good to see you guys. Please be seated. Put your hands together for Jesus. And please, I'd like for you to celebrate yourself as kings and queens that you are. If that's the ovation you think you deserve, I'm amazed. Thank you for standing to celebrate yourself. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. You deserve the ovation. So I'm teaching on understanding male and female uniqueness in marriage. Though we are going to be touching more than that tonight, but that's the fulcrum, that's the basics of what we'll be doing. And it's so important we learn this. Particularly because people approach the subject of marriage with a lot of assumptions. Okay? People assume. And these assumptions are proven to be grievous ones or costly assumptions. Someone said assumption is the lowest degree or lowest use of man's intelligence. So let's turn our Bibles again, though today we're going to be engaging it much more. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. From verse 21. Ephesians chapter number 5 from verse 21. If you are there, say amen. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, let the wives be to their own husbands in how many things? Come on now. Women, hello. In how many things? Ladies, you're getting tired already. How many things? In how many things? All things. Someone say all things. Say all things. I love that word, all things. Okay? Verse 25, men, read. Come back. Verse 25, men, read again. Why are you reading like husbands, love your wife? Read like men. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies? He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but yet nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Now this is a very, very important text. Please pay attention. Is that okay? We are going very far tonight. We are going what? Yeah. In fact, I've prayed to God. Maybe at some point we need to take a break and cry our eyes out. Then continue. Don't mind the way I start. You are not new. Okay? Follow me. So we're given two instructions to two different individuals. First, men. Is it start with men? Verse 22 now. Okay. Wives, submit yourselves. Now, that's quite an instruction. Submission will not really have been a tough thing for the woman. What makes it really tough is the fact that she sees what the guy is not seeing. It's difficult to submit when you know that you are seen from an angle he's not seen, and it might end up in trouble. A woman can tell intuitively the wrong friend who is around the husband. And sometimes keeping quiet looks like, will I watch him to get hurt? So submission is not always easy. Okay? But the instruction is that you should what? Submit. So that's what God told the female gender. Not because love is not important to her, because love comes naturally to her. She loves effortlessly, naturally. What she does not have naturally is submission. Submission is not natural to a woman. It is an instruction. Okay? Are you following me now? And for the guy, loving. Now listen, he didn't say love your spouse or love your girlfriend. He said love your wives. And what that also means is that there is a very strong tendency for the man to be married and not love the wife. It is very possible to see marriage as a necessary project, void of emotions, do it, raise children, and put the love somewhere else. So he gave these separate instructions to the male and female. And we see, listen, and listen very well. When the Bible describes the way Christ loved the church, it was a transformative love. The proof of that love is that it washes the church with the washing of the water and the blood. So how do we know a man that loved the wife? It is the fact that she's been transformed through your presence in her life. She wasn't dressing well. Because of your presence in her life, now she's dressing well. Instead of saying, why are you not dressing like so and so and so and so? Jesus has never compared the church with some demons. He sits with the church to achieve what he wants to achieve in the church. He forgives, washes, cleans us, teaches us, empowers us. Exactly what Christ does to the church is what God is instructing the men to do to the wife. So you will be a bad leader if your wife is not being empowered. And the reason why he's giving this instruction is because he's also backing it up with the grace necessary. So the grace to submit to your husband has been released. Because it doesn't come naturally. Anything that does not come naturally to you, you need grace for it. For instance, anointing doesn't come naturally to anyone. You need grace for it. Nobody is born with the gift of miracles. You need to be anointed for it. In the same light, you are to be graced uniquely on how to love your wife on behalf of Christ. Because it's a sacred trust. Like I said, it is stewardship. It is not ownership. It is what? Stewardship. It is what? Stewardship. So it means that our confines of safety is actually the confines of obedience to the instructions of God. It means the man is safe when he loves the wife, the way the Bible said to love her. He will not fall into trouble. And the woman is safe when she submits to her husband, the way the Bible says to. She will not fall into trouble. So you have to delete the 1001 reasons you have given yourself not to submit to him. And you have to delete the 1001 reasons you've given to yourself why you think you cannot love your wife this way. Now, the reason why this teaching is so important is that if you know the number of married couples who take good pictures and good selfies, who are actually in the real sense praying that either of them should die so they can be free. Because through disobedience to God's instruction, they have driven the marriage to corners both of them should not have entered. If the devil wants to fight your children, he needs to start from you. Because to fight you, it began from your parents. And that's why you must understand that marriage is as spiritual as it is physical. It is not just about the form. Destiny is at stake. Assignment is at stake. The mental, the physical, the emotional construct of the children that will be born in that environment is at stake. So he wants you to become a toxic environment so that the fruit, the seeds of God in that home will be corrupted. Ultimately, your own assignment will be destroyed. Are you still with me? Now, because of the many assumptions around the subject of marriage, is the reason why we must understand the uniqueness. And the reason why we should understand this uniqueness is that it will help us reduce the conflict. And it will better prepare those who are yet to get in. Is that okay now? Good. So we need to understand, sometimes what you are fighting in your spouse is not unique to him. It is unique to the male. And sometimes what we are fighting in the wife is not unique to her. It's unique to women. Why are you always the last person to come out of the house? Every time we are going to church, I will have to wait. She's not the only one. My wife. So, I've just devised a survivor means. If we are going out by 6, I'll say we are going by 5:30. And that 5:30 is when my wife will just be putting the makeup. So eventually, by the time it is 6, we are good. The 30 minutes I had there is mental health. Okay? So, before we get married, when we want to meet up at a place, you'll be there now that we are married. So, you have changed. She has not changed. That's who she has always been. In fact, I have found cases where people came to report their husband to me. And the same thing they are reporting the guy for, I'm doing it. I will now look at my wife. How do I counsel this guy? Because we are the same. Many times I'm about to tell people that this one, like I say, when you talk to your husband, he will just reply, wow. Is it that he's not listening? Is it ha? Me, I'll be trying to remember where the conversation started from. That, hey, what did she say? What if I can remember one thing in between, I'll just join the flow. Unfortunately, many times I can't remember. So my wife will now say things like, so you will be talking to you, you will not even talk. Ah, how do I tell her that what you have been saying for 20 minutes is just you who is hearing? So where was I? Project. So when women come to report, in case you plan to report your husband, I'm saying I share in that problem. And I'm going to show you how God will help us. Okay? One time a woman went to report the husband to Dr. Miles Morrow and said, this man, every time he wants to have sex, he has a demon. Dr. Miles Morrow said, I'm also possessed. It is even dangerous when you have the one who doesn't want to have sex. Somebody or something is footing the bill. I'm going to show you some real facts. Is that okay? I'm careful because of the weight of what we are still going into. That's why I'm patient with you. So there are certain things we have to look at, and they will help us. Okay? So I want to start by showing you the differences between these two genders, the male and the female. They are not the same. It's like trying to compare Coke and tea. They are not the same. Somebody is saying, why is tea always served hot and Coke cold? They are supposed to be. Can you drink hot Coke? They're supposed to be served like that. And what we should understand is that our differences are not to separate us. They are to foster better relationship, help us understand ourselves better. And when you fail to understand these differences, what is supposed to be a loving relationship will become a failed one. What is supposed to be a sweet relationship will become a failed one. Now, there's an assumption. The assumption is that women are more complicated than men. I bet you, the one who will talk is not complex. The one who is quiet is the complicated one. A man is so complex that he doesn't mind playing along just for you to be happy. And he knows you are not touching his depth. I want us to erase that assumption that you can understand a man like you understand what is written plainly on paper. Men are very deep. Women are complicated because of the emotions with which they communicate at different times. But a man is deep. And anyways, in both cases, depending on what life has done to them. Are you listening? And are you following? So there are interesting differences. And these differences will help us understand how you and your partner differ. How you are two different individuals. So that you'll be able to see each other from better perspectives. Because once the perspective of you have about your spouse is affected, the marriage will go bad. In fact, one of the things the devil wants to achieve is to change your perspective. Is to change the way you see your spouse. He wants to orchestrate situations that will affect the way you perceive him or her for life. So you must understand, it is the differences that exist between the both individuals. They were made so from the beginning. They were not designed to make you suffer. Your spouse is not trying to make you suffer. He's just different. She's just different. When a woman prepares late and tries to cross her T's and dot her I's, she's not trying to stress you, even though it is difficult to believe. That's how she's wired. When a man does the things he's doing, and you are wondering, what is happening? He's not trying to stress you. That's how he's wired. I don't know if you are ready to learn the differences. Number one. So I pick some of these points from a book I'm going to recommend at the end of the teaching, but follow me for now. Number one, women want to men to listen to them while men desire solution to their problems. Women want men to listen to them while men want solution to their problems. So what this simply means is the one who wants to be listened to will communicate more. And this is where it gets complex. Look up, everybody. This is the fun part. When a woman is telling you about her challenge, never you assume that she does not have a solution. She just wants you to listen. In fact, you will enter one chance if you give solution before she's done. She perceives it as you trying to push her away. So, we have not even finished. You have said this. And you are tired of me, Abi. That's her mindset. Because the man can't understand that. Like, why are you sharing the problem if not for the solution? She's sharing the problem because she needs to offload. And you are killing her if you don't give attention. See,
So attention to a woman is like oxygen. And some men can't understand. Why are you telling me about the person frustrating you in your office? When you tell me that, what I want to tell you is, this is how you should go about it. She's not in, she knows how to do it better than you. She knows how to undo the person and deal with the person. But she wants you to hear. So a man is like, okay, here, and then say, here now, you are my husband. That's it. As she's talking it, she's finding answers. So when you counsel a woman, you don't need stress. By herself, she will say, I know what to do. When to say, wow. You see, may you never lack and wow. You don't mean it. I'm telling you. She's excited. When she's done, your food will be ready on time. That's her person. So, you say, I mean, I can't pretend though. If I can't give solution, why am I listening? You can't have good home. To have good home, you would have to play along. See, go and learn acting skills. Babe, come and sit down. I want to talk to you. Wow. You are tired. You want to escape to your own reality. As she's talking, my God, you don't mean it. Say, I'm telling you. That's how the thing happened. Look, you see, you have not added anything. But she's okay. Because she's not speaking for your addition. She's speaking for your attention. That's her wiring. But the man is not interested in communicating his problem. Particularly if he doesn't perceive that you have the solution now. What a man wants is solution. In fact, when a man has a problem, what he needs is to retire to himself. Figure it out before communicating. If you don't understand this, you will feel hurt and you will feel neglected because you feel, why are you not talking to me? He is not designed to talk until he has figured it out. And it is not a way of him telling you that you are not important. It is his design. He caves in to spring out. Okay? So when he has challenge, the first thing he needs is quietness. And that's why one of the best things you can give your husband is peace. Listen, if you understand how to leave him when he wants to be alone, you will get him to talk. Never tell a man, you are not talking to me. He will not talk. Leave him. Create the atmosphere. He will overtalk. He will talk. And listen, this is where men get complicated. He will speak at the level of what he knows you can do. He has sized you up. He has weighed you. He knows what your depth can carry. He will not tell you more than that. If you want to have your husband fall like pack of cats and be like babies in your hands, show depth. In the midst of him telling you sometimes what you are disappointed at, never show it. Each time you interrupt him, you reduce what is coming. That's his wiring. Giving you the expo. See, that thing doesn't work, oh. Madam Shaje, no be for marriage. Oh. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will see the man will be there, but you have lost him. Kept by just the vows. And the woman you should fear the most is the one he has trusted to be telling his problems to. That's a dangerous person around your home. Why is it that out of all the girlfriends and all the people, not all the girlfriends, Christians don't keep many, don't keep girlfriends, all the many ladies around him, he chose you? What were you doing right? He's found safety. And when you understand that, you keep giving that thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I teaching good?
Are you learning something? Good. So men desire solutions to their problems. Oh, the world, let me step up. Can tell you, when we were erecting this structure, did the first one that fell down and crashed, not this solid, of course. When I got home that night, I went to lay down on the bed and I was just saying, thank you, Lord. My wife came, are you good? Said, I'm fine. Your food is ready. Oh, I have a live meeting shortly. I will eat afterwards. I ate. No, I did my live meeting. Ate. We prayed. I locked myself up. Cried my eyes out. The following morning, I said, so babe, the building crashed yesterday. That's the way a man communicates. He needs to clear that space so that when he speaks, he's not speaking with emotions. He's speaking fact. And when you see your man that is in that phase where he desires that quiet moment, give him. You will have a better man coming back to you each time you allow him. Is that clear? Good. Number two. In marriage, men are motivated when they feel useful. Women are inspired when they feel loved. Men are motivated when they feel useful. Women are inspired when they feel loved. So, we have to ask a question. Look up, everyone. What makes a woman feel loved? It is very easy to say, I love you. You are my whatever. The sugar in my tea, right? The pen in my notebook. And all the stuffs. It's very easy to say. But you have to learn how. There's a way to love a woman. And a man must understand that there's a way to love a woman. So I want to teach on that. Is that okay now? Guys, are you with me? There's a way to what? Love it. The issue is that you are loving her your way, not the way she wants to be loved. When you love a woman your way, you think you have done all you should do when you provide and protect. But things have changed. An average woman that is getting married now already has her own finance sorted. You understand what I'm saying? In fact, some of them already have their houses paying their rent. So you are not the one bringing her shelter. She's covered. You are not the one bringing her food. She earns more than you. It's not about the designers you want to buy for her. She buys for herself. So how can she be loved? And don't forget this. When she feels that love, she blossoms. She will be many things to you, more than what you can imagine, regardless of whether she's introverted or extroverted. In fact, you must learn how to be skillful in bringing the child in her out. There is no dimension you desire to see in your spouse as a woman that is not there. You must be skillful in bringing it out. Create the atmosphere for her to blossom. Are you with me here? So one of the ways women feel loved is when they get attention. This is one word will not leave. Attention, attention, attention. Now, let me show you what attention is and what attention is not. Attention is not the same thing as being present. Because a woman can know that you are present but yet missing. Attention is not about being physically there. In fact, I predicted that in the next 10 years, one of the leading causes of divorce will be mobile phones. Because that's the virtual world many people just escape into. So for the woman, the man believes that, I mean, you said whenever I close from work, I should be home on time. I close by 4. I'm here 5 o'clock. Lagos traffic or Abuja traffic, whatever it is, Ibadan traffic. I am here. For her, it is not about being here in the house. And you are in your own world. It is being here with me, not in the house alone. It is not being at home. It is be with me. Because sometimes being at home and not being with her is worse than when you are not around. You are around, but she does not have your attention. And she doesn't feel loved. And men live with men a lot of assumption. One of the things you must know about women is that they don't like surprises, in the sense that don't just pull anything on her. I have to quickly get somewhere now, 9:30. She doesn't like it. She has not planned that in her head. She has imagined still seeing you till you go to bed. So attention for a woman is not just the physical presence, but the emotional synergy. The fact that there is a conversation that is heart to heart. Some of them have their own love language from act of service. Those people that have act of service, as they are, that one is work. That one is not really nice. They like men that will sit with them in the kitchen as they are carrying this, is carrying that. And you are the kind of guy who never carried turning stick. You don't even know what they call it. She is not being rude. That is who she is. She grew up seeing the dad and the mom. They'll be just this one, carrying this one. You see that in the parlor. You are pressing your phone. She's confused. He doesn't love me. See, understand her. Okay? Women love attention. It doesn't matter whether mommy Gio or mommy Ao, they love attention. They don't joke with you. Okay? But you must make sure that your lack of attention does not give them a lifestyle where they move on from you. It is dangerous when a woman is no longer asking for it. It is very bad. That home is already dying. She has made up her mind, this is why I marry. Something is severed already from the marriage. Women can move on, but they'll be around. When they stop asking for the things they are asking, they've concluded, you don't have the capacity to give me. Instead of frustrating myself, I'm okay. Okay? So, one of the ways you know your wife's love language is to check what she gives. The one who loves gifts will give gifts, except the stingy one. Because there are exceptions to these things. How do you say you like gifts? Every time he's doing birthdays, boxers you buy. Birthday is coming again. Plan on buying boxers. He's a wrestler. Number two, a woman feels loved when she's covered, protected. Security. Good sense of security. Financial security, emotional security. And let me warn at this point. Anytime you have misunderstanding, listen to these men. Be careful of the things you say. Never say anything that threatens our security. Statement like, "It was my fault I married you. I wish we never married in the first place." One very serious thing that also threatens security is comparison. You look at so and so and so person. When you compare your spouse with another woman, she believes you are in love with that person. And what you do is that you set her on a path of insecurity. You bring out a monster out of her that should not be there. Women want security. The fact that I've married a man that, regardless of my shenanigans, they will tell you, women know too that they have problem. They will, see, that's why, check what they are saying.
when they are celebrating their men, that I know I have problem, but regardless of my problem, he loved me the same way. She knows. The father that gave birth to her did not throw her out of the house for not cooking, did not break her head. Are you not my father? That's what she's thinking. When she begins to talk with her biological father more than she talks to you, it's bad. You are not doing your duty. She feels safer with him. You must understand, security is a lot for a woman. The fact that she knows, he won't throw me away. Am I speaking your heart? And the woman perceives a man who threatens the foundation of the home when he's angry as a wimp. Like he's a child. And I perceive such a man as that too. Every conflict will end. What we do to ourselves will remain. Every conflict will end. When it comes to security, emotional security, financial security, spiritual security, which is your priest's duty, the fact that she knows she has a man who will intercede for her, the man who will pray for her, the man who will guide her. That's why it looks like some women respect their pastors more. Because a woman wants to feel secure. She wants to be led by a trusted body. She actually wants to be led. Women wants to be led more than you can imagine. If you rise up to becoming the leader, she will submit. She wants to be led. She does not want to be led astray. She wants to be led the right path. That's her design. That's her wiring. That's the way she grew up. She loves leadership. And the way to get her to submit is not through threat. It is by becoming one. Through patience, serious patience. In the days that they themselves will tell you, I don't understand myself, but please just bear with me. Understand me, okay? I'm going through something, I don't understand myself, but just understand me. A real man must have depth of emotional maturity. You can't be threatened by every wind. You must be able to carry her and carry the home. Because sometimes it just doesn't make sense what either of them do. And you must understand the male man is the foundation, is the foundation. And what is most important about foundation is the strength. Foundation does not have to be fine, it has to be strong. What makes a building solid is the fact that the foundation is strong. So she wants a strong man. Women are attracted to strong leaders. That's the fact. Women are attracted to leadership. It is not a demonic thing, it's a wiring. And that's why you must understand, when you are a man who has a vision that she can trust, even when you don't have money, she will follow you. You threaten her when there's no money and there's no vision. And you can't blame her for leaving. And you must understand, having a strong vision that you are passionate about is a form of security for her. The fact that she knows I can stake my life around what he's doing. I want to help him. Now there is something to help him do. And when she feels as space as the one who is helping, she feels loved. You have some things doing. She's the one who is doing everything. You are holding her by the hands as you are doing the things you are doing as your trophy. She feels loved. When you begin to make her take back seat, you are communicating the fact that you have a replacement. And that's not good. That's not good. She wants to support your vision, but make it clear. And because she wants you to communicate, communicate the vision in a way that she understands. She will carry it more than you. The same woman you think has abandoned your vision is because you are not talking and they are not angels to know what is your mind. If you are rerouting, communicate. Don't say, please, you can see me. She's not. She wants to hear it. So when you are a man of vision, one who is pursuing what you are pursuing, it is clear with your energy, it is clear with your pursuit, it is clear with your dedication that this is it, a woman will stake her life around you. And many men don't understand this. So we try to paint women as materialistic. Because, well, if you ask the woman, she will tell you, I can't see any vision here. And when there's no vision, a woman submits to a man who doesn't have vision, there's no purpose there. She will be abused. She will be abused. So one of the things you want to check for in a man is, what vision am I building with you? Then you ask yourself, am I wired for this? Am I wired for this? When you allow your woman to help you, she feels loved. The fact that she knows everything that is going on, she's communicating, you guys are talking, we go about it this way. Oh yes, that's it. But if you keep communicating the fact that she's not important, you will do it alone and you will fail. Now, many men don't trust their women. You trust somebody else, forgetting the fact that the fellow is functioning because you are giving the person the privilege to function. And you are not extending the same privilege to her, and you wonder why she's underperforming. How do you give somebody else more opportunity to help you more than your wife? Don't you know that whoever helps you gets a space in your heart? You are not necessarily promiscuous. You just found for yourself another helper. And when you do that, the image of your wife begins to reduce, and that person becomes enhanced. Attention breeds affection. Be careful who you give it to. So you must understand this. When you are hard working, when you are pursuing what you are, when you are stable, that, you see that word stable, hold that word. When you are stable, you are not saying this today, tomorrow, that one tomorrow. When you are stable, a woman feels secure. Even when she's praising you and you are not stable, she's praising you for your ego. A woman can praise you for your ego, but she wish you are a better man. It is not everything she's saying on your birthday that is true. And she knows she's lying. But she knows your ego needs it. As a matter of fact, if your wife is obligated to post you every time to describe the kind of man you are, it's because she has noticed you have low self-esteem. She will not feel the need to if she doesn't know you feed on it. That's the reason. That's the reason she's doing what, because she knows you are down. Let's pump the ego. I think I touched something there. Quote me anywhere. And women, you know I'm telling you the truth. Have you had to say things about someone because he desires it, not because he has earned it? Many women are obligated to first praise him before they talk, because it is the right thing to do. We act to the gallery. But is he really who you say he is? If you want honor to come naturally from her, give her security and lead her well.
If you're a man with varying decisions, varying decisions, our security is threatened. And she's confused. And many women are quiet about the things they should say because they are protecting the ego of the men. They are protecting the guy. They don't want to bruise his ego. And she has to endure many things. Many women will tell you they are more quiet about the things they should say than they are talking. Just try to save the home. I'm going to get there tonight, but let me continue. I don't want to go ahead of myself. Let me give you one secret. How do you lead a woman who is a born leader? How do you lead a woman who is a born leader? One who is choleric, director of affairs. She knows what she's doing. She's so independent, she almost doesn't need your leadership. Number one thing you must get right around her, be secure. Once her growth is not threatening you, she will submit. And real men allow their wives fly. Real men allow their wives fly. You want to equip her, right? You want to help her get better. You want to help her to have money, help her make money. You are not threatened by what she's making. You want to encourage her to do more. You want to give her wings to fly. It is to your own gain when you have a woman who is flying by your side. It's your own gain. I heard Mrs. Ibuka Awosika sharing that the name Awosika is not her name, it's the husband's name. So whatever it is God is doing with her, she's doing around organizations, who gets his name? He's enhanced. Many men have trust issues. They can't trust real money in the hands of the woman because she has shown signs or they have seen things. She has spoken rudely certain days that certain things touch her hands. And that's why I say a man is complicated. He has marked it, but he didn't talk. Go and check my comment section online. Apart from the fact that some girls were bashing me, some boys too were bashing me. They say, how do you say we should confide in a woman? They will rubbish you. That's the impression they have of you. Because you'd rather win an argument than to win your home. And when you want to win an argument, you use everything and anything against him. Including the things he had to die to tell you. Do you know what it means for a man to open up? It is one of the greatest miracles in this world. Because men are naturally sealed. You have him when he's open. Not when he's buying shawarma. You have him when he is vulnerable. Delilah has certain things you must learn from her. How was she able to get something to talk? Even if he was a foolish guy, he's still more close than a wise woman. Because naturally he's close. But she put the head on the laps. Can your lap still accommodate the head of your husband? Or he shandarama, besele. Be careful. Nine PM. Running apron, cooking 10 PM. 10:30. Akumama.
What is your problem?
There's a way you can claim to be a prayer warrior and make the person who really pray look like he doesn't pray. Because you are making somebody suffer. And that is not Christianity, it is wickedness. When he meets you, ayakaya, elimahaya, you see that ayah you are going to flog you to Raimokot. He's trying to touch you. Say, can we pray? Come. Borrow me your head for a second. Say, we are gathering together unto. And he's wondering, who did I marry? Do you even have an idea on how to work on your attractiveness? Or it is one of those things you consider carnal. And carnal girls are getting good boys. Because good girls are lost in their naivety. Not touched with the reality. Do you know? I'm saying you don't have an idea of who the man beside you is. He knows more than he's saying. And he's just wondering. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't use your own spirituality to humiliate your husband. Don't. Or to humiliate your wife. Don't. But in all honesty, many men don't trust their spouses. They can't trust them with their vulnerability. When you want to get a man, stop looking for surface things. Look for his vulnerability. You are trying to get him to be vulnerable with you. That is when you have him. That is where the work is. And to achieve that, there's got to be peace, like a river. There's got to be a lot of understanding. And the guys, why would you marry a girl you don't love, you don't trust? You married her, but you trust your mom. Marry your mom. You are trying to run her mental. When you are not trusting him, you are already opening the door for the devil to come in. And he will deceive you. Now, let me say this to you. One of the ways to build trust is to become better friends. If you pray together, you will trust her. If you study together, you will trust each other. And most times, the problem is that both of you came into that home with your own baggages. And you have refused to change your perspective. And it affects everything. And sometimes what is now causing problem is the day you try to go out of your way to talk to him the way you felt, not the way he should be talked to. Now the good thing you were trying to do has achieved wrong result. Be skeptical. I wish I can stay here all night. That if you want to get the depth of your man, quit interrupting him. Once he starts, is building, it will get to a point it will break open, and that's it. That's what you want to achieve all the time. Are you learning something? Are you sure? Are you sure you are learning something? Now, listen, men are motivated when they feel useful. Now, hold on. Some of you men may not even know this yet, but you want to understand this and get this now. One thing you want to keep communicating to the man in your life is that there's no replacement for him. You want to communicate the importance of his presence. You want to show him what his absence does negatively. That tells him that his presence